Men det vi nå skal høre altså denne session han gjorde med Radio Storbanne, hvor han spilte et arrangement av den danske ettede Alf Clausen. En nydelig sak, komponert av Johnny Mandel, nemlig A Time for Love. A Time for Love, oktober 1984. Og det var en av de sjeldne stunder da smilet bredte seg over stenansiktene i Radio Storbanne, som det bare skjer når det skapes stor improvisasjonskunst i studio. Thank you. arrangerat av Mild Flory. Varsågod.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Møte en mangeårig medspiller hos Lenny Tristano, den amerikanske tenorsaksofonisten Warren Marsh, denne gang i samarbeid med norske musikere og i undervisning på jazzlinja ved Trøndelag Musikkonservatorium. De norske kommentarene ved trompetisten Torgrim Solhitte.
Second inversion, the middle note goes up an octave. In minor, the same thing. Every one of those sounds, you should know by memory. I should be able to play for you. And sing it right back to me and tell me what it was.
Really, the proper study of music is to learn the tools. Harmony, meter, and rhythm. They're the tools with which to create. The rest is really up to this individual. It's inevitable that music is going to grow any further, that it's going to follow lines of logic that start 2,000 years ago. You can't eliminate the history of music. It's a process. It grows. That's all. So I'm taking part in it now. It's going on.
Det en kontinuerlig læringsprosess hele tiden.
You ever done this before? Stand around a piano all in and write music?
Well, from time to time, yes. Vår Mars, han jo ved siden av at han en fantastisk musiker, så han jo en like fantastisk pedagog. Og han underviser ikke så ofte i klasser. Men på Trøndelag Musikkonservatorium synes han at de norske studentene var svært bra, altså. Han vil jo for det første høre dem, så vil han samtidig spille sammen med dem, ikke minst. Og da får han en lengre informasjon om hvordan han skal undervise dem også, selvfølgelig.
Musicians looking for an education now. 20-year-olds today. The generation after rock and roll. They get more and more college educations in jazz. It's available more and more on a college level. But that's the end of it. They go through college and they go into society and there's no place. I mean, are the kids supposed to go out and finance jobs for themselves? Or is somebody supposed to give them an opportunity to perform? Situations are always improvised. I'm getting to know five Norwegian students. You know, it's a getting to know each other process. If we had all of the opportunity we needed, we'd be together for months and years. All right, we're going to do a little review of harmony. We have to get to this sooner or later. Now, all conventional harmony is built on the major and the minor scale. And by the way, we got to have questions anytime you feel like it. Anything at all. Not just this subject. We're going to have 3 days together. Sooner or later, we're going to go over the rudiments of music as they apply not to composition, but to improvisation. That'll be harmony, meter, and rhythm. Now, harmony, I need to hear the major scale. Sing me a major scale. We've got to do this vocally, yes. We're going to sing all
do,
this.
Do, 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 do.
All right, a harmonic minor scale.
Do, 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 do.
That was the natural minor. The
harmonic.
No, that wasn't it either. It's flat 3, flat 6.
Ba 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 dee ba dee dee. Dee ba dee da 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 da.
Harmonic minor. Singing harmonic minor.
Do 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 dee do.
Mm-hmm. do 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 do. That's the harmonic minor.
Hmm.
Now, in composition, those are the two scales that are used to build chords. To be well trained, we need to actually be able to perform our subject. It's not enough to understand the structure of harmony. It's necessary if we're going to improvise to be actually able to perform. Now we start with two-part harmony, which is a matter of training ourselves to sing thirds, first of all, up and down the major scale. It's a very familiar sound. Ba-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. Dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-da. And the harmonic minor scale. Ba-da-da-dee-da-dee-da-da-da-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-da-da-da-dee-da-da-da-dee-da-dee-da-da. Now, just for fun, let's see where some of you are at with that. Do it as slow as you like. It's all that you're looking for is the pitch. Training your ear is a matter of singing the pitch to your own ear, as a matter of fact. You literally train your ear to measure distance between tones. Now, Stein, I want to hear you sing. Can you sing the thirds? One, three, two,
okay.
Four.
Do 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 do.
Good. And backwards, start.
D.
On three.
Do 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 do.
No.
Di da.
You start up on three. One da ba di da.
Di da 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 da.
It's not your key. It's not your key. No. All right. The fifths.
No,
sing it in unison together.
Da 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 da.
Da synes han om elevene sine en svært stor grad av personlig frihet. Det man skal lære, det grunnlaget, og etter at man har gjort det, så det hver musikers eget valg hva man vil gjøre med det.
Men he really had it covered. This is talking about the substance of music, just the sheer logic of taking harmony a step further, meter and rhythm steps further, where can you go and still remain musical?
Thank you.
det har jo vært en eller annen forestilling her i Norge om at det ikke går an å lære det å spille jazz. På et sett er det riktig, men på et annet sett er det jo tøv, altså. For altså, det vil jo si det samme som at det ikke går an å lære å bli snekker, ikke går an å lære å bli rørlegger, egentlig. For å kunne gjøre noe som helst, så må man ha et eller annet faglig grunnlag. Og disse amerikanske musikerne, spesielt de litt eldre, de er skikkelig fagfolk, altså. De kan sine akkorder, de kan sine melodier, de kan sin rytme, og det er veldig viktig at det undervises i den kunnskapen, altså.
Now, I wanted to get into this anyway. How to teach yourself the chords to a song. And in fact, since you sound so good as a group anyway, it would be in your own interest all to learn the same harmony for a song you're going to improvise. Mm. At least the basic changes you should agree on. And what happens after that is, you know, anything can happen after that.
But how about if we play melody that someone heard on a record or find any place, but how can you know what are the basic chords on chord changes on this song?
Well, there are two ways. Either you take the original composer's harmony and agree on it amongst yourselves and teach it to yourselves, or you rewrite the harmony your own way. But you see, what's going to be important to you as a band is that you're all thinking the same harmony, the same chords. For myself, I like the simplest basic harmony that everybody can agree on, and then improvise the actual use of the chord. However, rather than have that all written out as a complicated altered chord, be thinking G7 among yourselves, but improvise the alterations, you see. That's my idea of the best use of harmony or chords in improvising. Don't have it too complicated. Have it rather simple, but agreed upon. At least all the tonic and dominant chords. And then improvise from there. That came up a little this morning. That we fall into set ways of playing a certain dominant chord.
Yes.
But it's actually more fun to leave it open, so that the next time you come to bar 9 dominant, you can play it a different way.
Hmm.
We do it instinctively anyway.
Hmm.
It's just best to have that in mind, that nobody's going to be required to play the dominant bar the same way every time. First of all, the group, if they're going to play together, together have to function together. They all have to have more or less equal knowledge. It's been really 30 years since there's been any major development in jazz, I think. Nothing's happened. There's no maturing of the music that I heard in 1950. And yet, it's opened up a really a great potential. Bebop did, not to mention Lenny.
Bebop var med veldig mye bygget rundt solister og solisters eksponering, og i begynnelsen av 50-tallet så startet jeg dem mer og mer. I stedet for at et band forsøkte å spille så bra sammen som mulig på et helt likeverdig grunnlag. Graden av kvalitet i samspillet, det er der det ugjorte ligger nå, altså.
To me, some of the best ensemble playing is still Charlie Parker in 1947. The groups he had, Bud Powell, Max Roach, Fats Navarro, some of the best music ever played. Thank you.
Det som er mest spennende for meg i hvert fall er at denne typen jazz er på sitt beste totalt improvisert. Man har et grunnlag man har blitt enig om, man har et tempo, man har en taktart, man har et sett akkorder og en melodi. Og ut fra det kan man også helt synge jazz. Og det som er drømmen, det er at et orkester skal kunne gå på en scene og improvisere form, harmoni, rytme og meter. Og at det skal bli like bra som det som en komponist gjør fra notepapiret noen år. Det er det som er målet.
That's the music of the future, as far as I know. That's what's left to do in jazz. Have the whole group trained to feel polyrhythms and these meters, meters across the bar line, mixed meters. 2 meters at once is what it is. If everyone's trained to feel them, then there is a new level of complexity available in improvisation. And it's just a logical extension of the existing structure.
This is the subject of rhythm organized in a particular way where you may teach it to yourself tapping. Now the simple rhythmic relations are the relations that divide the beat into halves, into three parts, and into four parts. It's eighth notes, eighth note triplets, and sixteenth notes. So starting at the simplest level, four against one, you tap it with every combination of the hands and feet. Oyster, I think we'll start with you. So left hand, left foot, tap four against one. And reverse it. Then the other side. Same thing. Your hand though, because your hand is still late. Listen to the one, how it falls exactly on and. One, two, and three.
En ting dette studiet av harmoni og akkordprogresjoner som skal føre til en total frihet i forhold til det. En helt annen side av dette som Lenny Tristano var veldig opptatt av, det var rytmisk frihet.
Tap it fast once, just to get the feeling of a rhythm on top of a rhythm. Alright, you feel a rhythm on top of a rhythm? Again, but right now let's take a look at the next one, three against two.
Og dermed så trente han sine elever helt konsekvent i det som han gang kalte polyrytmer, altså tenke flere rytmer på en gang. Og så skulle man være i stand til å kunne ta en melodisk frase og begynne den hvor som helst i takten.
Good. Can you do it backwards?
Nei.
Det er jo et helt treningssystem for dette her, sånn som vi ser.
That's correct for the foot and hand.
At man har et grunnlag for rytmisk variasjon, som da er minst like stort som grunnlag for harmonisk variasjon.
Where's the coordinate? That sounds right, but I can't tell. Start the coordinate. All right. You understand the training part of this is training your hands and feet to do these in every combination. The meter part of it is separate. After you can tap it every which way. You know. Proceed to add meter to each of the rhythms. Now, the one we just did. Speak meter with the quarter note first, which is your foot. That's 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
Your voice is behind your foot. Huh?
1, 2, 3.
It's still
four.
Behind.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
No. Now get this right. Start with 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
I consider. Doing classroom work. Ordinarily, I teach privately. I get a little tired of saying the same things over and over again. It's true to individual students. And, you know, I've done enough teaching. I could just as easily perform. But actually, you get up on a bandstand and wonder, am I going to live my life like this on the edge of uncertainty? But it seems to be part of the life of an improvising musician to live exactly there, right on the edge of not knowing what's going to happen next. Thank you.
Thank you.